Support for KPLU's Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 16th and 17th. Artists, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers, will demonstrate their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We are very excited to welcome back to town a graduate of the acclaimed Roosevelt High School jazz program who's been building a dedicated following from her new base in the L.A. area. She's recorded three albums of her own, as well as collaborations with Germany's Triosens, pianist Josh Nelson, and others. And she's going to sing for us right now with Josh Nelson at the piano, Hamilton Price bass, Zach Harmon drums, and Larry Kuntz guitar. Please welcome Sarah Gazarek.
Disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, 'cause there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right for bright moonlight. Might interfere, no moon at all, way up above. This is nothing like they told us so. And to think we fell in love, 'cause there's no disappeared from sight, 'cause there's no moon at all. Don't whoa, 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 don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, 'cause there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inside? desperation, dear. One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right for bridal love. It might interfere. Oh, knowing it all way up above, this is nothing like they told us of. And to think we fell in love, 'cause there's no moon at all. Oh, 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 no moon at all.
All right.
Thank you.
Sarah Gazarek is here, and you've got a fantastic band: Josh Nelson piano, Larry Kuntz guitar, great solo Larry. We got Zach Harmon drumming, Hamilton Price bass. I wanted to ask you, Sarah, first about some of your earliest experiences in jazz. You went to the prestigious Roosevelt High School jazz program.
The Writers.
Right, and was there a moment when you knew you wanted to get in jazz? Was there a moment that you were hooked? Was it quick, or was it a slow process?
You know, I think I was fortunate to kind of land at Roosevelt, not being really aware of the beauty of jazz and, you know, that young people really do have a place and that there's so much beauty and wealth to be found in it. Fortunately, I was kind of taken under the wing of Scott Brown, the teacher there, and he's incredibly passionate and afforded us a pretty genuine education early on. You know, we weren't singing Somewhere of the Rainbow and Sequin Gowns. We were singing, you know, these like Miles Davis solos that he was having us write lyrics to. So he was really very passionate about it, and it was hard not to pick up on that. And then he also kind of took us around the country to different festivals. And I remember seeing clinics by Ray Brown and Jeff Keyser and a lot of like John Hendricks, a lot of really phenomenal musicians at a very early age. And it was at some of those festivals that I discovered that this was something that I wanted to participate in.
Now, after high school, you got to go down to USC to study, and you're actually on the faculty there now. Can you talk about working with folks like Tierney Sutton and Carmen Bradford? What was your college training like?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, USC is a really phenomenal program. I think it's one of the best on the West Coast, and I had some friends that were down there. Fell in love with the vocal faculty and some of the instrumental faculty members, and fortunately was accepted and made my way down there. And some of my most important mentors I met there. So John Clayton, bassist extraordinaire, was on faculty there, and he ended up producing our first two CDs. Tierney Sutton was a big mentor of mine. I ended up working for her as a nanny, actually, for a year and lived with her. Carmen Bradford continues to be a really big mentor of mine. So I like to say that, you know, paid a lot of money for some very important friends.
On the faculty, you're actually working for USC a little bit now. And I wonder if you could tell some of the high school students that I know are out there listening, what kind of skills does a high school jazz musician need on their way to college to study?
Great question. You know, I think there are some really great music programs out in the world. You know, and USC is a really particular program. It's a very small vocal program. There's a lot of attention that the other faculty member and I can give to the very few students that we actually end up accepting. But then there are some larger schools like Berkeley or North Texas, you know, where it's like about 150 vocal students. But I would say across the board, there's this wave of vocal education that is just empowering young people to be the best musicians that they can be, so that they can communicate with the musicians that they're making music with, and improvise and compose. And I think that's something that most of the top music schools in the country strive for.
Sarah Gazarek is live in the studios here at KPLU. She and the band are at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. We'd love to hear another song. What have you got for us
Absolutely.
Next?
Absolutely. We're going to feature Hamilton on this one. This is a beautiful Brazilian tune entitled O Pato.
One, a two,
a
one, o pato. Vinha cantando alegremente, quen quen, quando o meca sou e dente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, rua canse. Gastou de duplo e fez também, quen quen, quen, olhou pro cisne e disse assim, vem, vem, que o contato ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa, fora, quem saia para começar, o tico-tico no fubá. A voz da patoeira, mesmo de jacato. Jogou de cena com um consuelo mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando eu caio na água. E ensaiando o vocal, quen, 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 quen. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, 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 o patu. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he oughta quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba vogusso. The goose was gaily swimming by, honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. Bossa nova had them dancing, new thing, new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, and she loosened up what she could did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quing, quing, quing. Quack, quack, quack. Oompa too.
Thank you.
Sarah Gazarek, live in the studios here at KPLU. She'll be with the band at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday night. And her most recent record is a couple years old, Blossom and Bee. And Sarah, I wanted to ask you about this album. It was a great reminder to me at how wonderful Blossom Deary is. There's a lot of great Blossom tunes on there. And I wonder, she's not as widely known as Ella and Billy and Sarah. What is her appeal for you?
You know, I pretty early on fell in love with this deceptive simplicity, this air of simplicity that she has around her. She has a very girlish, beautiful tone, and the band that she plays with always is super killer. She's an amazing monster pianist. She has this like hidden complexity to her, and I always felt like when I first listened to her, I thought it was really great and sweet, you know, and then the more I dug, it was like, oh, wow, this is heavy. This is really great. So, yeah, I think she's wonderful.
Now, kind of falling from that, I wonder, we hear a lot of instrumentalists come in here all the time talking about how you got to try to find your voice, your own voice, and not sound like someone else. Does that also apply to singers?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and I think that it's similarly to instrumentalists, it's important to, when you're early on in your discovery of your instrument, you know, to find the people that you love and ask yourself why you love them and what elements you want to kind of steal from them. So this was a very long period of time where I, you know, wanted to be Tierney Sutton or Anita O'Day or Ella Fitzgerald and, you know, listen back to demo recordings from college and just think, okay, that's my Anita O'Day phase. That's my Sarah Vaughan. That's my Carmen McRae phase. So everybody, I think it's important to feel comfortable stealing and emulating people and then develop your own thing and, you know, your own way, in your own time.
Now, as someone who's younger in jazz and really grew up in a generation where you had 50, 60 years of rock and roll just in the rearview mirror. I wonder what jazz means to you and to your generation, the rest of the band. Is it still about standards and swinging, or is there something else there now?
That's a great question. I feel like the one thing that differentiates jazz from other genres is sincerity. That you can and should bring yourself to the music, and that it's acceptable not to put on a character or a caricature of who you think you should be or what you think will sell. It's important to speak truth and life into these songs. And so for us, in our music, we do standards, we do original compositions, we do contemporary covers, we have some Joni Mitchell and some Nick Drake tunes. And so I feel like it's really just about songs that you can identify with and breathe some kind of sincerity into. And then there's, of course, you know, elements of high level of musicianship and improvisation and all that real fun, hard stuff.
Speaking of the fun, hard stuff, you've been doing a lot of fun, hard stuff with Josh Nelson, working with him for a long time. And I wonder what that collaborative relationship has been like for you guys.
Josh and I, we realized recently that we've been playing together for 10 years. Yes. And we grew up together musically. And I loved Josh as a person and a player from a very early age. And we've done a lot of touring and writing and arranging, and recently have kind of started to explore this duo project together, which has opened up a whole other side of my musicianship and ears and vulnerability. And so I owe Josh a lot, I feel, you know, and he's kind of helped morph me into the person musically that I feel like I am. And boy, is he funny and charming, and he's the whole package.
So is that a hint as to what your next project may be, the next album?
It's a hint. Yeah, it is a hint. Yes, I think we've been touring and practicing and writing a lot with this duo project, so we'll probably have that be the next release.
All right, everybody, keep listening to KPLU. We'll have that news for you. Sarah Gazarek's playing with her band, singing with her band at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. We've got time for one more song. What would you like to do for us?
Great. I think we're just excited to share our new stuff with you guys. So this is another new arrangement, one of my new favorite standards entitled After You've Gone.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone. Oh, together through joy and tears, all kinds of weather, someday blue and downhearted, your heart will break like mine right back where you started. After you've gone, after you've gone, the way thank you. you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, you'll feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Stopping on a dime. I think the audience had to catch their breath there a little bit. Full Speed Ahead with Sarah Gazarek and her band. That was outstanding. Josh Nelson, piano. Hamilton Price, bass. Zach Harmon, drums. Larry Kuntz at the guitar. They're at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. Sarah, I actually heard that there may be some special guests showing up at the alley, too.
There might be. We'll have to see.
We'll just leave it at that. Everybody get down to Jazz Alley this weekend to keep yourself cool. Her latest record is Blossom and Bee, and we'll keep our eyes and ears open for something new. Sarah Gazarek, it's been just a pleasure to have
you guys
here.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. We'll send it back now to Robin Lloyd in Tacoma with more Midday Jazz on KPLU.